Yeah. What up, street togs? Street gods, street vlogs. Blade Runner togs. Here come the house. Feel like my life is a episode of Blade Runner. Alright, so some thoughts. First thoughts, gaffer's tape, black tape, duct tape, any tape over your devices, help you think better. And also, get a nice military Gore-Tex jacket. Humans are waterproof, and some good Gore-Tex boots. Alright, maybe it's also some Gore-Tex pants. I think Ruramon sells some new Gore-Tex pants, or get Arc'teryx or whatever. Okay. So all waterproof, everything. So humans are waterproof. Yeah, I think the only thing I have left to get is some Gore-Tex pants, and I think we're good. Alright, so the general idea. Just like streaming some of the Barbie movies, the Paramount Plus, Halo, all looks boring. So the question is, like, why is it all so boring? It is. And also, like, I think one of the big downsides of all of this is that it seems that also maybe actors, actresses, celebrities, I think the mistake that people make is they kind of conflate fame with success and happiness and joy, right? So actually the big problem about being famous is you don't even have the freedom to just go on a walk, right? So for me, my greatest formula for joy is being able to walk much beyond the elements, etc. And actually also I think a big key is wow, look at all these beautiful lights. Also, one of the good things with vlogging with the GoPro is it's waterproof. I mean, I guess the new iPhones are too, but then there's something nice about the GoPro. It's meant to be used and abused, so you don't really concern yourself as much. Yeah, it's funny, we always watch these like Blade Runner movies. You know, actually Blade Runner, Ridley Scott did this. Watch the new Napoleon movie. It's not perfect, but I still think it's pretty good. Yeah, I think a lot of people are searching for a deeper meaning in life, blah blahs. And I mean, I think I've found a few secrets, right? So once again, military clothing is good. Keeps you nice and warm and cozy. The cold weather gear, anything military made is good because it's optimized for military to be out and about in the coldest weathers. And when it's the military, you know that they ain't effing around. So more trust in military clothing and military equipment. Like even cars, right? Like, I'm getting a stupid Lambo, which is just like a, you know, Lambo is like a Hitler Mobile 2.0. I mean, let us not forget Volkswagen, VW, which owns essentially everything, the people's car. So if you're anti-Hitler, don't drive a Porsche 911 is essentially Volkswagen Beetle on steroids. Ducati, Audi, whatevs. What else they own? Audi, Lamborghini is not, it's owned by people that is like a, it's not Italian, it's German. It's owned by not a good spot here. You could cheer under the rain. But the point of life isn't to stay here, it's to go out there. Yeah, don't forget the Swedish saying, right? Matthias and Brian Sparks, right? No such thing as bad weather, only bad clothing, right? So once again with the rain, one thing I learned from my Seattle friend, shout out to Jill, etc., is Jill McGuire is in Seattle. And nobody ever wear an umbrella. Everyone just always Gore-Tex, all Gore-Tex everything. Yeah, Gore-Tex boots, get some Gore-Tex pants. That's the only thing I don't have. Gore-Tex jacket. long cold weather parka and go out there. So yeah, I think trying to think about a world beyond entertainment, beyond media, what is musics. I mean, I think the ultimate answer is art and philosophy. What is art and philosophy? Year of the dragons, my year. Bitcoin dragon, double dragons, double Bitcoin dragons. Bitcoin Gyarados. Yeah, it looks like it's a good future for Bitcoin, so I'm in a good mood. But alas, yeah, so some more thoughts on the good life. Yeah, just make a effing super strong pot of coffee the night before. Just fucking chug it. Get amped up, get your adrenaline up, then just get your ass outside the house, right? And also I have a theory too about something about health and body temperature. So if your body temperature is low, maybe it's a sign that your health is poor. I don't really know the cure for it, but then, I mean, sleeping well seems like a good strategy. Another pro tip. It seems like one of the easiest recipes to nourish you, put your ass to sleep, is just, you know, ground beef chili. So there's just this really good Wagyu ground beef. It's 70-30 from Costco. Cindy cooked it up with like some tomato paste, you know, cinnamon. It's there, just stir in a big pot, just like go ham. 5 to 6 pounds. It's like after eating that, I became so sleepy in the evenings. It's like one meal a day. Yeah, that's a good. Well, it's funny because I go in between saying intermittent fasting and I say, I guess, I've been doing this for a long time, right? But then this whole like, oh yeah, look. My life's a game, Blade Runner. Look at the visuals, guys. Look at the 3D. Look at that. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It's so funny. Everyone wants to live a more adventurous life. Yeah, just gotta be out here in the real world. Looks like they got rid of the little bridge moat. Yeah, look at that. Look at those AAA visuals. People, and I'm starting to think more and more. It's like, yeah, I grew up playing a lot of video games, but my ultimate takeaway about video games is essentially video games are only for poor people, because when you're poor and disenfranchised and shit, right? Yeah, look at all this random stuff. Yeah. Oh, I'm living this like sad ass random interior Voyager. Boring. Well, I guess it's kind of cool. They turned this like, should be like a restaurant bar, into a furniture store, I guess. So yeah, Margot up there. Yeah, so what's the point? Lie, happiness, right? I mean, honestly, it's just like going on long walks, being nature. Oh, so found some good hiking paths. Maybe I'll just blog about it too. Is Topanga Canyon, LA. Actually, so there's obviously a lot of downsides about living in LA, right? But one of the things that people don't really talk about, which is great about being in LA, is we actually really do kind of have access to some of the best parks in the States or in the world. They're so close to there's actually a lot of green space in LA. You just have to get out there. And actually, so I guess the secret is being self-employed, because if you've got a job, you can't just in the middle of the day just go on a hike, right? So, but then, you know, most people can't afford to do that, right? But then again, I'm not most people, and neither are you. So yeah, people always like, oh, most people can't do this. You want to be like most people? Do you want to be like most people? Most people eat McDonald's, but basic, right? Don't be basic, but beyond basic. Yeah, getting some good coffee. Some other thoughts about life. You can't buy happiness, but you can buy good coffee. So just buy some good coffee, grind it yourself. Even like something that people don't understand is a Porlex grinder. Shout out to my friend Jun, could ask him. Got me as a present. It's like a hand Porlex. I think it's from Japan. It's like a hand grinder. People don't know, right? But you could actually hand grind. You could actually hand grind for for espresso. People not know this? Guess not. And also, if you want to stay protected from elements, I guess you could just go to these indoors, right? But man is made for venture out there and beyond, right? Yeah, it's great to do. Just turn 36. Gonna Cindy's birthday today. She's turning 36 as well. And yeah, and actually, the funny thing about being a photographer, yeah, make some bread. The funny thing about being a photographer is that it's all about the past, right? Because the second you take a picture, you're looking at a past photo, right? So it's like, can you take photos of the future? Like future visions? It's kind of a funny thought, right? And also like something that man strives over, right? Is it seems that like, the obsession of man is to please woman, I guess, in modern day society, right? But then like, why don't man seek to please himself? Simple thought, right? Or just seek to please yourself, right? And I think philosophically, ethically, the big issue here is that it is considered virtuous to self-sacrifice to make other people happy, right? But then isn't the point, like, it kind of makes no sense thinking about this, right? You're self-sacrificing to make other people happy, right? But then shouldn't they be self-sacrificing to make you happy? ? Yeah, it makes no sense, right? Yeah, think about that for a second, right? And even our best friend Nietzsche was like, sympathy and empathy for all would be great tyranny for you, my dear neighbor, right? So with empathy, sympathy, it is, yeah, keep it restricted. I mean, a lot of the ancient Greek, Roman, even the French moralists, like La Rochefoucauld was like, sympathy means sim with pati, suffering, sympathy, you know, with suffering, right? So sympathy for others, you know, suffering with others is a patently bad thing. That was interesting. I forget the street photographer did this. It's kind of fun. I always walk by this, right? Another pro tip in the mornings, just don't talk to nobody, just be alone with your thoughts. Be able to walk outside in public, be alone to your thoughts is the greatest privilege. Sympathy for the most part, for most cultures and societies, what they say is a vice. You don't want to have sympathy. When you have sympathy, it's like, why would you share in the suffering and the pain of others? Christianity is like kind of more of a feminine religion, I guess, right? And also, so just talk about things you're interested. Being able to be out here in the real world, here in Culver, it's pretty good, right? But I mean, I guess this is also a good impetus to travel, right? So my theory, the reason why people are happier traveling, right, is that, like, you know, people just out in the world more, like, right? So think about this way, right? If you travel and you go to Japan, you finna go to the mall? Probably not, right? You're gonna be out in there in the real world, right? And the reason why Tokyo, Kyoto, all these places seems like such a fun playground is, granted that people don't really like having to have, well, think about this way, right? So most Japanese people are miserable because they have salaryman jobs, right? But if you lived in Japan or Tokyo or a place that's very navigable, even in New York City, right? Assuming it's walkable, whatever, right? It's good if you could just like walk around all day, right? And you don't have a job, right? So I mean, maybe 99% of misery is people just having full-time employment and job. The secret to freedom and happiness is super simple: be self-employed. It's also tricky too, because becoming self-employed doesn't necessarily mean you'll become happy, because you can be self-employed And if you're still working like 10 trillion hours a week about stuff you don't really care for, then you also don't have your freedoms, right? But also, once again, the tricky thing is, maybe happiness is not the goal to life. Because I mean, like, cows are happy, but then we slaughter them and make delicious beef ribs out of them, right? So yeah, the happiness is not the goal to life. But I mean, certainly being happy is a good thing, because like it feels good, right? But typically my thought about happiness, I mean, hiking will bring you happiness. Something very therapeutic about being out in nature, because like when I'm out in nature walking, right, to see yourself surrounded by green stuff, biophilia, right, love of biological things, it helps you just like think better. And especially when the terrain is kind of a little bit more difficult to hike in, you just gotta focus. And when you're, especially when you have a panopticon view of just nature, trees, views, and stuff like that. Especially that's where I like Malibu, hiking near Malibu, Topanga, Topanga Canyon, Temescal Park, etc. Is just so nice and beautiful. And even Nietzsche, some of his best philosophical thinking came from his hikings. They're kind of like this color. One color I'm really into is sub-zero blue. Yeah, this color is pretty cool. I like this color. But it is not a Honda Civic Type R, right? Yeah, just be bold, right? Look at all these boring ass colors. Yeah, and actually choosing the color of your car, people don't think it matters. I think it matters a lot. But then again, I guess even if you have a color you don't like, you can just wrap the car a different color, get a paint job, do it yourself. I guess one of the good things about wrapping your car yourself, even though it's going to look ugly if you do it yourself, I would rather do an ugly ass job and do it myself and the pride that I did it myself than pay a professional, feel like stupid because obviously you're going to spend more money having somebody else do it for you. And also now that, you know, crypto account super swole, right? I don't even like care about, actually it's a, I just like black cars are kind of ugly, right? Actually the funny thing too, right, so black cars, everyone's into black cars now. Like black cars, like the worst car to have. The only I like black clothes because it hides all the dirty stuff, right? But then the problem with black cars is that it shows the dirty stuff, right? It's easier to have a non-black color, even like a white or a red. I mean, even when I was in high school, middle school, high school. So think about your middle school, high school self, because I think that's when we were just like a little bit more honest before we were corrupted by the world. So I've always cared about art and stuff like that, right? I always wanted a red Integra Type R with a white rims. Seemed pretty cool. Then after that, my dream car was 91 Sentra SER, 2-door coupe, bronze or gold rims with a polished lip, red carbon fiber hood, carbon fiber trunk, yellow fog lights. Seems pretty perfect. Maybe some red racing seats. The Bride or the Breed Air racing seat seemed pretty cool. Even white, I mean, white is good because it's shiny. People like shiny stuff, right? Oh, and I also randomly thinking about bulls, bull markets. Bull means swole, to be swollen. And I guess, to swallow up, get swole is kind of a good thing. So that's actually the new phrase. You look swole, you want to be swole, right? And people are funny because people talk about jacked, right? Essentially, you just want to increase your muscle mass, your skeletal muscle mass, and decrease your body fat percentage. But a new epiphany I had about fitness, weightlifting, everything, it's amazing and great. But once again, it's just kind of a means to an, it's a path, right? So you weightlift, one rep max, powerlifting, fitness, whatever, for the sake of philosophy, thinking, art, because it's gonna make you a better thinker, artist, etc., right? So yeah, maybe moving forward, let's try to think more critically about things. And the best way to think better is walk more, consume less media. Alright, street vlogs, back in the house. Alright, some thoughts. What if your real life was a video game? RPG, MMORPG, what'd it look like? So, yeah, imagine like your game was like Witcher, Blade Runner, Cyberpunk. Shout out to my friend Marcin Winsky's CD Projekt Red. Best video game ever. Okay, so, I think the problem is like media, film, right? Like everyone's so stuck into a bot, like stuck in your apartment, working from home and shit. And I mean, certainly the greatest joy in the world is to just be out in public and real world. Look, Iksan, South Korea, shout out to Josh White, jtinsoul.wordpress.com. The new Acura looks pretty good. So I think this open world concept, look at this guys, open world. Yeah, look at that. Great graphics and visuals. Sam would love that, right? So yeah, I mean, ultimately just being out and about, even though the weather outside is poor. I mean like, that's even with a video game, right? Like it's a video game, it is like, you still go out and you're like running around. And don't forget that humans are waterproof. I think, Apple Vision Pro, etc. It seems like, I mean, it seems super interesting, but I think the problem is, it's like, the question is it going to encourage you to spend more time inside or outside or not? I don't know. Interesting use cases for it, I guess, is like, I mean, I think maybe the killer app of the future could be the fact that like, like a big sociology experiment, you walk around with it, you're just kind of recording things, and I guess you could do a POV of everything. So like I have a vision of Apple Vision Pro street photography POVs. Can you imagine just like walking around one of the publics and people are like, oh, how are you gonna feel someone take a picture? Yeah, I'm finna do it. I'm just like put on my Apple Vision Pro, walk around in public and shit, and then people like, you know, step into a Erewhon or a Whole Foods or whatever's, and then just recording everybody. And the funny thing is, with cameras, how do people know whether you're recording or not? Does it matter? Because like I've already have been told off in like an Apple store, a Tesla store. It's like I just have like my GoPro Mini, and they're like, no recording, no videos. Like I'm like, but yeah, Apple Vision Pro on, how they know you're recording is like there's an indicator light that shows you that you're recording. What if you just tape it up? Just put some gaffer's tape on it, right? So I think trolling around is the good idea. So a simple thought, maybe the secret to life, to having more fun and shit, is just troll around more.